I'm going to be reading out of the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 6. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel. What kind of gospel are we listening to? There are so many different voices that we can hear and listen to today, from podcasts to YouTube to Facebook to the TV to the radio, and not to mention our friends and family also. With all these voices, you sometimes get things stuck to you. Certain ideas, certain thoughts. And before you know it, you start to believe new things, different things. You start to kind of fade away from the truth you once known. You start to fade away from the truth that you once knew. People are constantly comparing their lives to other people's lives. We see how this family's doing this. We hear from podcasts about parenting and self-help and these homestead families or these other idealistic groups of individuals who have everything figured out. And we see their nice, perfect, leave it to beaver life or whatever idea they're spinning. And we say to ourselves, yes, that's got to be the good life that Christ has for me. That's the dream. That's what I've always wanted to have. But is our dream Christ's dream? Or is it just our dream? Are we really following the life that Christ calls us to live? Are we really following the family style that Christ would have us live? I hear all the time about these idealistic beliefs of what family should be, what family shouldn't be, what my life should be like, or what I hope to achieve one day. But are we starting to follow a different gospel? Are we losing sight on what Christ called us to do? Christ has called many people to live hard, painful lives throughout the centuries. If I look at Hudson Taylor's family lifestyle, is that a lifestyle that would fit the block that people have today of what a good Christian family would be? Hudson Taylor lost kids in the mission field. He took them into harm's way. He took them to places that nobody would go, let alone to take your own kids. Who would do that? We often look at these missionaries and Christians throughout history as heroes, heroes of the faith. But do we just look at them that way because they made it into a book? If you knew somebody who chose the same path of life, would you think the same? Would you call them a Christian hero? Or would you say they're crazy, foolish? They wasted their lives. They were irresponsible and reckless. Were they? Or are you the one who's irresponsible and reckless? Are you the one who has lost sight of what Christ called us to be and has now traded that in for a gospel that tickles the ears a little bit better? Christ calls us to everything that we got. Are we ready to live the adventure that Christ calls us to? Yes, there's risk, but there is also great reward. Are you willing to enter into that gospel? Don't trade it for the easy, cookie-cutter, perfect, idealistic gospel that you hear. Follow Christ's path. Follow the Master, even if it means going into harm's way. It might not sound perfect. It might not sound like your dream, but that's Christ's dream. That's Christ's call. Are you willing to follow that call?
Hey everybody, my name is Mike. I'm the producer of the Shepherd's Life videos. And so if you like this content and you want to see more of it, please subscribe and hit the bell below for more content. Thanks and have a good day.